You're listening to the 2011 SCAC Volleyball Media Days. Today we're joined by Suwannee head coach Jessica Cortez. And coach, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us today.
Thanks for having me.
Coach, talk us through that first year in 2010, and now as you come into your second year as the Suwannee head volleyball coach and your second year as a head volleyball coach on the collegiate level. Talk us through that first year and what it's like to be coming into your second year as a head coach at the college level.
Well, I have to say the second year has been exponentially better in so many ways. You know, it was a good first season. I got to know the conference. I got to know the coaches, and they were all so welcoming and just really great to get to talk to about what volleyball is like in the SCAC and then get to know the teams a little bit. You know, we had a really small team last year, and we had injuries on top of that, and so really what it was just a building year in practice for us for the most part, and I think they did a great job. The players who are here are the ones that bought into the program, and they worked hard, and I saw a lot of good things happen. So towards the end of the season, we started to score a lot more points in games and be more competitive and run some of the plays that we were trying to do, but we still didn't come out with a whole lot of wins. And so this year, you know, it's kind of trying to transition into, well, now we want to be competitive in those games instead of just going through the process goals. We're looking for the finished product, too.
Coach, Aaron mentioned the numbers are finally starting to be there. Talk a little bit about how you were able to recruit such a large incoming class, about 11 or 12 newcomers into the program after a year in which, you said you had some numbers issues. Talk a little bit about that process and how you were able to go about that.
Well, I think Suwannee is just an easy school to recruit to in general because there are so many good things about the institution. You know, we had the tuition reduction, and so I think that really put us on the map in terms of people kind of understanding the quality of education that we offer. And a lot of the freshmen coming in are very bright, and so they're really going to contribute in a lot of different ways to that institution. And so I think they were attracted to the institution as well as the program. But then I have to give a lot of credit to the players because they were great student hosts. And so all of these recruits came on a recruiting trip and were hosted by the upperclassmen, and they just did a great job of showing them what Suwannee's like, kind of acclimating them to the volleyball program and just giving them the assurance that, you know, this is a great team to be on. They have fun together. They enjoy each other's company. And so I think a lot of the players that I have coming in as freshmen are really drawn to that community-type atmosphere. And so they just did a really good job of kind of spreading the word about Suwannee volleyball, and then the recruits just decided it's something they wanted to be a part of.
Coach, talk about some of your returners, notably Aaron Braum and others. Who are some of the players you expect to have a big season from, and even some of the freshmen that may be able to look to contribute to Suwannee's volleyball program in 2011?
Well, I think, you know, Aaron's been an integral part of our team for the past few years, and she just hustles like no other athlete, and so she's going to be on the court in most games for sure. And Tarver had a great freshman campaign. You know, her numbers on our team were good, and she really did do a good job of putting the ball away when we could get it to her in the middle. So I'm confident that she'll have another great year. And right now, the rest of them are just fighting it out for positions, and some of the freshmen are probably going to be able to step in and contribute, but we haven't really worked all of that out yet. So I'm kind of figuring that probably about three freshmen are going to be starting for us this year, and we'll determine that maybe in the next few days.
Coach, you mentioned the freshmen, and you have a lot of them coming in 2011. Talk a little bit about what that means and how you transition and help them transition from high school volleyball to their first years as collegiate volleyball players.
Well, the first thing that I think is important is they have someone to go to, and so there are so many freshmen that they're really able to buddy up and go to some orientation activities together and then make sure they're at team meals on time and practices on time. So that's a good thing. Instead of last year just having one freshman, now we have eight, and so that's been a lot easier. I think the transition from high school volleyball to collegiate volleyball, they've already gotten a taste of that because we've been running multiple practices a day, and so the intensity of those practices has been pretty high. And I think one of the main parts is just getting them through the first couple days, and they all seem to be on the upswing of that. So that's good. I think the main test is just going to come when we start our first conference matches and they really see the caliber of our conference. And I think that they're going to do a really good job, even as freshmen, of contributing. But I think they're going to have to make sure that they know what they're up against.
Coach, last question, and we'll let you get out of here. But how has preseason camp gone so far? And Erin actually mentioned that one of her goals personally and also from the team standpoint is to try to help change the perception of Suwannee volleyball. What sort of things are going to need to occur from now in preseason throughout the rest of the year to help change that perception of Suwannee volleyball?
Well, I think the first thing is just so that people in the campus community see how hard they're working, because they really did work so hard last year. The results weren't there, but I just had such a level of respect for all of the players that I don't know that everyone else had around the campus community, because I could see how hard they're working every day. So I think that's the main thing, and they've been having so many practices, and they've been in the training room, and they've been lifting, and so I think people are really starting to catch on, you know, hey, the volleyball team is always doing something, you know, together, or they're at practice, or they're really working hard. And so I think that that's the first step. I think the second step is just going to come with some wins. And so, you know, hopefully we're on the road a lot less this year than we were last year, and hopefully we can play some games at home that are going to show our fans what we can do.
Suwannee Head Volleyball Coach Jessica Cortez and the rest of her Tiger team open up the season Friday, September 2nd at home against Fisk. Coach, best of luck in 2011, and thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today.
Thanks so much, Jeff. I appreciate it.